I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f***?
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince, they exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on,
man? Hey, here we are again, back again, Private Parts Podcast in the... Yeah.
in the MOF in house.
In the hizzy dizzy.
Motherfucking wizzy.
And we got the
Nizzy. Why are you jumping straight away to it? I can sense.
Because
you're just jumping. You're so excited about this episode that you're jumping to the beginning.
I just want to get to the good stuff.
All right. Well, hello, listeners. Lovely listeners. God, we just adore you. We really do. Hey, thank you so much. We've got to say it, but thank you so much for tuning in every single week. It really, really appreciate every...
All you ladies are going to love this episode.
And guys.
Ladies and guys. But ladies in particular, because he's a bit of a heartthrob.
Do you think he's a really good-looking boy?
He's a handsome guy, isn't he?
Why don't you say that to me when I walk in the room?
All right. Miles, next time I say Miles is a handsome guy.
And then me?
Yeah.
And you?
And then, well, look, you know, you're.
We have Miles on the podcast, Miles from Made in Chelsea. He's a lovely human being. He loves the gym. He loves people. He's empathetic. He's kind. He's charismatic.
He likes the ladies.
We had Miles on the podcast. We talked about sex. We talked about talking dirty in the bedroom. We talked about Valentine's Day. We talked about stories of when we were younger. We talked about loads of different things. And I really think you're going to love this episode. Don't you think, Francis?
I think you're going to love it.
Listen, thank you so much for tuning in every single week. We really, really appreciate
Please do subscribe.
Yeah.
Because that's, you know, how we really know that you are listening.
Yeah, subscribe to the podcast. Also, please leave us a comment below because it kind of helps other people discover that we exist.
Really. And look, today, this is your challenge. Just tell one person who hasn't heard of Private Parts about Private Parts.
And persuade
them. Just
tell
one person. Think about that. One person... You can make a difference.
Yeah, go and do that. Spread the love.
Say, OMG, listen to this. It's lols.
I think you should do exactly that. All right, everybody. Here's the podcast today.
Miles Nazer from Made in Chelsea.
On Private Parts. Okay, so I want to ask a question before we kick things off, because I think I was like a good Samaritan doing this shit, right?
What? Okay, what shit?
We're taking a shit?
No, I didn't take a... Listen, I didn't take a shit, no. And basically what happened was I was in an Uber last night, right? I was just in an Uber. Sick, man. Well done.
That's, yeah.
I was in a
She
bolt.
Was really rude.
What?
Why I said, would you mind closing the window? And she said, I'm hot. And I just thought... You're going to get one star.
Wait, you thought it or you said it?
No, I said, okay, you do what you want. You're the driver. I'm just the customer.
I'm just paying.
Yeah.
Did you give her one star?
I haven't. I'm about to when I get off this podcast. That's about what... I think with one star, it gives you the option of a comment. So I'm going to...
You're going to comment as well?
Yeah.
What are you going to say? She didn't shut her window.
Yeah, she said, I'm hot.
And I said, well, it's the fumes are all coming in the thing. She said, I'm hot. Otherwise, I'll have to turn on the AC. And I was just like, well, look, you just do what you want.
I always get when I take a
But you will rue the day.
When I take an Uber, right, I always I finish the Uber and then I forget every single time to press a certain star. So I go, that was a terrible trip, that was a terrible person. And then I click on it and the next I go, oh, I always forget to rate them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Sometimes because you know how like it pops up and you're like when you're trying to order another Uber and you're like in a rush. So you sometimes I accidentally give them one star.
Oh no, I always five star, always.
But you always do five star. I feel so guilty occasionally if I accidentally give them a one star when they... Then this happened once. I had a really nice Uber driver and we'd had a great chat about all sorts of stuff. And I thought we really like bonded. And then I got out of the Uber and I had...
You thought you bonded with your driver?
Yeah, and then I...
How long was the trip?
Yeah, it was a while. It was a long trip.
What do you... You bonded us and you spoke to them and were like...
No, I think it was from the airport, actually.
You're one of the people you go and sit in the front, don't you?
And then... yeah, I do. And then...
freaky.
That's so weird.
It's so weird.
And then sometimes. But then... and then I realised that I gave him one star.
So you bonded with him, had a great time, and then gave him one star.
He would have been so confused. Like,
mixed messages. What? Yeah.
I thought he was a psychopath.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Private Parts Podcast. This is where we read the most intimate sort of details of our lives in the studio. Maheels from Made in Chelsea.
Hello.
Who it actually is, I think, since I left Made in Chelsea, mm-hmm. probably the best looking guy on Made in Chelsea.
Oh, stop it, guys.
What about me, buddy?
Yeah, I said he's the best looking since I left.
Wait, hang on a second. Just quickly have a look at
Jay,
Mars.
Jay, face it.
No,
it's not happening anymore.
Listen,
Jamie, you're about 20 years older than him.
No, I'm not. I'm about 15.
How many years older? How old are you?
I'm 24.
You're 24.
Yeah.
He's also, Francis, I don't know. You're older than me.
Yeah.
So, I don't know why you say
that. Yeah, but I look younger. I think that is actually a matter of public record.
If I'm totally honest, I think Mars is the second most good-looking person, just being honest here, on the show after me. I think that's what... If there was a vote...
You know what? Since you got the hair transplant, you got up in points.
Nah, listen.
A little bit.
What's going on with it today? It's gone.
You used to look like a forest.
Yeah.
You used to have, look like you planted little trees.
Oh, no. The problem with the hair transplant is that like it's like almost it's like two different.
There's a problem with a hair transplant.
Yeah, there's like two different types of hair going on. So this at the front is like freaking out at the
moment. Is that because they took it from your pubes?
They didn't. Miles was actually there when I first had experienced the hair transplant. We were in Croatia.
Yeah,
together.
You wore a hat all the time.
I wore a hat and I wore a bandana on my head.
Terrible.
Oh, it was just awful.
It would look terrible.
And it was doing this like bit where it was like half sprouting through.
No, because it was funny. Because at the back, you had a nice, good, you know, little bush there. And then at the front, it was just little pegs.
It's a different type of bush.
And I was like, oh God, I've totally fucked this and it's never going to grow through. It looked like little sprouts of
Yeah, but it looks all right. Yeah.
Yes, but still the problem.
I think it looks better, slightly shorter.
Yeah, the problem with it is I have two different colorings on my head.
Do you think because you're dyeing it, maybe that's not good for it?
But I don't get it because it's at the root. It's not blonde. Do you dye your hair?
No, Miles, I do not dye my hair, you fool.
No. But what I was going to say is actually.
Yes, you do.
Don't worry.
Does Habs dye it for you?
No, she doesn't dye.
Yes, she does.
No, he pays like £100 a week.
£100 a week?
No, I do not pay.
He gets it dyed every week.
No, I don't.
He's got a £400 a month bill.
I don't dye my hair. Listen, if I'm totally honest.
You're addicted to peroxide.
Your ex say that to you once?
No, she said it went into your brain.
No.
Yeah, she said that. She said, I think that peroxide is going into your brain.
Listen, let's just get out here in the open. I have dyed my hair before in the past, okay?
How many times?
You've probably lost count.
Probably
thousands.
No, not thousands. Probably
you go to the same hairdresser, so I know you have dyed your hair.
Yeah, and that's the only time I've ever dyed it.
No. I've spoken to the hairdresser. He's told me.
What the hell is this?
Jamie, I think you'll be fine actually, because eventually they're going to figure out how to clone hair, and then you'll just be able to get.
get it done.
Yeah.
If you could clone yourself, would you? I bet you would.
But a lot of people would put up a protest about that.
I was going to clone myself.
People would put up a fight to stop you.
Okay, Mar, if you could, Marzi, clone yourself, would you clone yourself?
Yeah. You wouldn't you?
But would you you have him like a slave?
No, I would.
You would clone yourself and have sex with yourself. That's what you would do.
Why? I think this is a weird fantasy that you've had for a while and you just want me to say yes to agree.
It'd be quite weird cloning yourself.
You want to clone Miles and have sex with him?
Yeah. Miles, I just want to clone you.
I can see it in your eyes.
I'm just going to clone your lower half.
He just wants to clone you and then basically not educate the clone so you can just keep him as a sex slave.
Oh, no. That is so weird.
I've got so many images in my head.
Clone Miles and not educate him and keep him as a sex slave. What if he has no idea?
So it's all he knows.
He doesn't understand.
But when I clone Miles, does he get cloned exactly what he is right now?
Yeah, but I guess maybe he wouldn't have all those imperfections from life.
So he would just be completely
blank innocent.
Yeah, blank. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and he'd be a lot younger as well.
So basically, Jamie would be a paedophile.
Yeah, more of a paedophile. Yeah. He would just be a kidnapper.
I wouldn't be a kidnapper.
Oh, well, a clone napper.
Also, if you think of the term like kidnapper.
Clone napper.
Clone napper.
Clone napper. Hey, anyway, listen, going back to my story that I was saying at the very beginning, I'm a good Samaritan, okay? Because you'll never guess what happened.
Good Samaritans don't say that.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
They do.
That's the whole point.
You just are.
Jesus spoke about all the things that he did.
Oh, no, let's not go Jesus.
The good Samaritan. The good Samaritan didn't go around saying, guys, I'm the good Samaritan, everyone, in case you've heard the stories.
Yeah, they did. They walked around saying, I've done this, I've done that. How else would they know
actually,
the story?
Actually, but saying that, there is an organization called Samaritans, which actually obviously is talking about
themselves.
How great they are.
Yeah, so
but
anyway,
they are great, actually.
Well, I'm going to say that I did a good deed. So I want to see if you would do the same thing. So I got in my Uber last night, right? And I was going to a place in Clapham. And in the Uber...
What were you doing in Clapham?
I was going to this pub.
That's the same thing.
Yeah, I was going to a pub called the Windmill Pub in Clapham.
Oh, yeah?
But you don't drink anymore?
No, I didn't have a drink. I had an elderflower. But it was a launch of something
else. Elderflower.
Yes, Elderflower.
That'd be a name for a Mormon if his surname was Flower.
It's not older.
Can I ask a question?
Elderflower.
Can I ask a question? Where does this come from?
Oh,
I love
God.
It.
Well, this is what happens to us every single time.
Oh, God.
So, okay, anyway, so I got in the Uber. Yeah. Okay, I got in the Uber. And as I got in and sat in it, there was a purse. There was a purse on the seat next to me.
So that's not my purse.
You know, I went, what? There's a purse.
Mine's gold.
Yeah, there was a purse there, Marzi. And I was like, well, what do I do? So I picked up the purse and I opened up to see if I could see some ID. Because I didn't tell the driver. Oh, no. There was £1,400 worth of cash in there.
So you counted the money?
Yeah, obviously.
So you didn't just look at the money and go, oh, there's a lot of cash in there. I'll probably...
I was like, who has that much cash in there?
£1,000.
Yeah, £1,000.
She was probably going to buy drugs and was so annoyed that she forgot her purse.
Yeah. Or she
I'm
was...
I'm really sorry.
It was Elderflower.
But then it's really weird because when that happened, so I picked up the purse and I looked in and there was all this cash. And then I started to like... almost like freak out a little bit because I was like, oh my God, is someone like planted it here? Has this kind of thing happened? So anyway, so I picked up the purse and I was like, I started to freak out and I didn't tell the Uber driver that the purse was in there because I thought, I don't know this Uber driver. I'm sure he's a very honest person, but I didn't trust. So then I took it with me.
Oh,
so you're the dishonest person.
Yeah. So I started spending all this money. No, there was no ID in it, but then I put something out on my Instagram last night asking if anyone could identify the purse.
You know what?
And I'm on this hunt now. I don't want to give it back.
So many people are going to say that's mine.
This has actually really annoyed me.
Okay.
Because I've left like a bag in an Uber, and all you have to do is contact the Uber driver straight away and they will drive back to you.
To take it. Yeah. You shouldn't have taken it.
And you can tell exactly how much money there is in it.
Shit.
So basically this woman's probably gone, Uber, come back, looked in the Uber drive and there's no purse. But instead, Jamie's got £1,400 and he's got an Instagram going, oh, look, does it?
Seriously, he obviously thought, oh, well, if no one claims it, I'll just keep it.
No, the Uber driver, so I'm eating a chocolate, the Uber driver's phone kept ringing And obviously that was a person who was in the Uber.
Yes.
Yeah. Why did you take the money?
You're telling us a story about how you're a thief.
Mm-mm. What you should do is you should call the Uber driver who picked you up, right? Took you on that journey. Mm-hmm. And you should say, oh, I have this purse that I accidentally picked up. That's one of the people that was in your cab before me. And then they'll give it back to you.
Listen, I thought I was doing a good deed. I thought I was going
to be a good Samaritan. No, you just wanted to tweet about it.
Yeah. Well, I didn't want to.
Yeah, he wanted to. You know,
I didn't want to.
No, yeah, you wanted to show everyone that you were doing a good thing.
You're a virtue signaler. But actually,
when you think about it, you did a horrible thing. Yeah.
I did a lovely thing.
No.
And do you know what? And
she can't buy her drugs anymore. So, yeah, it's because of you. So
well, also,
I've saved another life.
Hey, well, actually, she might have been buying the life of someone from a gang who was going to kill her child or something.
Why is
what?
This? Why is this?
What?
So you might have actually resulted in the death of
oh God, okay.
A kidnapped child.
Listen, all I'm saying is that I felt it was my duty to find the owner of this purse and bring it back to them.
But it would have been much easier for the Uber driver to find it.
Well, okay, well, I've obviously made a mistake and no one's actually... And I put it on my Instagram. And
no one's responded.
No one's responded.
No, maybe they're all like...
Oh, wait. That might be the one person that doesn't follow you.
No
one... Who
one's,
doesn't know who Jamie Lang is.
No one's,
oh, my God, no people. One, we have someone who doesn't know Jamie Lang.
Maybe, so all I
do
have,
they exist in London?
I don't know. They're rare.
They don't
That's
exist.
A rarity, yeah. though.
they don't wow. exist. I just had one from one person who wrote to me on Instagram saying, maybe hand the person to the police. And that was it.
Also, actually, when you think about this, you could actually, because there's no ID in the purse, right?
There's
someone
no
could
idea.
Just contact you and say, yeah, that was my purse.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I
and
said.
And then go, and you just give in £1,400 to some random person.
I think you're smart, Mars. They have credit cards in there, and I've checked the name. It's Valentine's Day today that we're mm-hmm. recording this podcast on. What?
Oh, no.
What do you... You're a romantic guy.
Have you got a girlfriend?
No.
No?
I don't. Sadly enough, I don't.
You don't have a girlfriend?
No.
But you're a romantic guy. You know, you got ladies swooning after
you. Wait, do you not have a girlfriend because you're, you know, hoping to get one on the show?
No. Do you know what Miles said to me the other day? Okay, Miles and I walk into Miles's room and he was talking about having sex.
Right? What? And when was this conversation?
Just the other day. You'll know exactly what I'm talking about. And he's talking about having sex. And he was talking about having sex with someone who doesn't make that much noise.
Oh, no.
And I was thinking, and he went, you know, we were having sex.
Oh, no.
And after 45 minutes, and I went, 45 minutes? I mean, Sophie, if she gets 2.5 minutes, I mean, that is lucky.
Oh, 45 God,
yeah. minutes? I could. Is that true?
Maybe it was like, you know, 35, 40 minutes.
30, shut 40, like, Miles. Do you have sex for 40 minutes?
I mean, yeah. Like, there's, you know, a lot of positions. There's a lot of.
Oh, things. I bet you're really creepy and like you're like whisper things in ears and like stuff like that. Do you talk dirty?
Yeah, a little bit. You got to talk dirty.
Okay, we're gonna do some
do you
role
not?
Play.
Do you not talk dirty?
No.
I think is if you talk dirty, I would run.
Okay, let's. Okay, so okay, Miles, you and I, we're gonna.
Oh no, we're not gonna do this.
You have to. You have to try and just. You're an actor. You went to acting school. You know how to act. Francis knows how to... Francis, you are the girl. You're going to play the girl.
Miles, well, I think you should play the girl.
Okay, I'll play the girl. And Miles, you're going to talk dirty to me.
I'm not going to talk dirty to you.
Yeah, you
I can't. I can't.
Yeah, you can. Just close your eyes. Nope. We'll do it together. Just pretend. Here we go. Ready?
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found.
LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a fantasy.
This is him trying to clone me. And this is when you clone me. And
he's recording the voice for the clone.
Oh, come on, Marzi, let's try. We're going to try and do it. Here we go. Okay.
I don't know what thing is. I don't know what I say. It's in the moment. Okay. I'm not in the moment with
okay,
you right now.
Okay, so I'm going to go.
Get me in the moment.
Okay.
Tell him what a little slut he is.
Okay, here we go. Ready?
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Sorry, what?
Sorry, I don't know what happened there. I find it really awkward. Look, I don't. Maybe we can't even.
No. You know what? I want to see your dirty
dick. Okay. Here we go.
Get naked, James.
Okay. Here we go. This is my.
Okay. Yeah. I'll be the girl. You ready?
No, I don't. Francis.
I'll be Habs.
No. Why don't you?
I'll just watch.
No, Francis. Why don't you judge the dirty right, talk? Okay. And you have to, out of Miles or I, you have to decide who is better.
Okay. And the winner gets a special prize at the end. So there is.
Here we go. So I'm gonna kick things off. Okay. So this is how I would begin. Oh, wow.
No.
What? Don't laugh. No one's in the room. We're just by ourselves. Here we go.
I think you've got...
Oh, wow. That's what you start with.
You don't know where I was going to go next.
You've got to do more, let me heavy
start.
Breathing.
Okay. Let me start.
No, Mark, I'm starting. Just get out of here. Here we go. Here we go. Ready? No one laugh.
Panting.
Yeah, I'm going to. Let me do it. Here we go. Oh, God. Wowee. Ooh.
No.
You are naughty.
You know what? Habs is a very lucky girl.
Yeah, okay, fine. Your turn. Come on, Mars. Okay. Here we go.
You ready? Oh. Oui, bébé. Viens ici. Viens, je t'enlève tout. Vas-y.
Oh my God, I just came. It's unbelievable. Hang on. You speak French to them?
Yeah, 100%. Every girl.
Okay, fine. Here we go. My turn again. Me amo Jamie.
My name is Jamie.
Me gusta le queso.
Me longusta. Isn't that a
boat?
Longustine.
Yeah, that's what I thought was longustine.
Okay. No one laugh. Here we go. Me amo Jamie, me gusta la queso. De nada. Mañana. Cerveza.
You sound like Enrique Iglesias.
Yeah, there we go. So wait, Hanks, so you do dirty talk when you're having
I
sex?
Actually have girls who've asked me, please, can you talk to me in French? Like, it's a thing. It's become a thing now. It's like...
Really?
Yeah, please, Mars, can you, like, talk to me in dirty French? And I'm a bit like, oh, really? Again? I can say anything. The worst thing is I've actually said... some horrific things that are not sexy, and they're just like, oh my God, baby, I love it. And I'm
what,
just
like, oh, I want to spread some bread with butter. I was like,
no, I've said like, oh, I had a tuna sandwich yesterday and it was delicious, and they're like, oh, and they're just like, okay.
What, because that turns you on? That turns you on.
No, because
it turns you on manipulating women. That's what turns you on. Lying to women turns you on. That's what it is, Miles, isn't it? That's what
it's
turns
all a lie.
You on.
It's all a lie.
Okay, so because you are. You're one of those guys who, when you have sex, right, you want to give your best performance, don't you? That's what you like. And if you don't give...
Sound like you know a lot about this.
Yeah, really, do you know? But you do, you want to give your best performance. Yeah. If you don't give your best performance, mm-hmm. you actually become upset by it, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know where you're going with this.
Well, are you talking about premature ejaculation?
What? Where are we going from this?
But it's true, right? That you pride yourself in being good at sex, I suppose.
I mean, I get, don't all blokes pride yeah. themselves? I mean, isn't that like a...
Do you know what? I've said this before and I said it again. I don't think I care...
You're good in bed.
I don't
I know.
Like,
Habs has told me many times.
No, that's bullshit. Let's phone her right.
She goes, oh, I love him, but, you know, obviously, like, not really good there.
All right, we're going to phone her right now and ask her. Oh. No one talks. Let's see what she says. Let's see. Here we go.
Does she know you're doing a podcast right now? Don't say you're on a podcast.
Hold on.
Because she'll just say yes for you.
Hey, Soph.
Hey, Damon, I'm just with a miniature little Dachshund. It's so cute.
Oh, that's so sweet. I'm just waiting for everyone to arrive at the pod. Just quickly, I just want to ask you a quick question. Odd one, but this is an odd one, okay? But I just was thinking, Anna, do you think I'm good at sex?
You're on the podcast.
No, I'm not on the podcast.
Yeah.
No, just...
Okay, look, if I'm totally honest, it's not your, like, it's not your forte, but...
Yes! Yes,
Hang on.
Hang on.
It's not your forte.
Hang on. Hang on. Hang on. Hang on.
That's not your biggest fault. I'm joking.
Wait, I don't know if you are joking. Like, hang on a second. Right, we're actually going to have to cut all this bit out.
So. No, we're not cutting this out.
Be honest, Sophie, be honest. Well, you just disclosed that I was shit in bed, so like, you might as well try and back it up with something. Do you think Francis would be better in bed than me?
Francis?
Yeah.
Do you want me to be thinking sexually of Francis? No, I've never thought of it. This is a very weird conversation. The answer is yes. I feel highly uncomfortable.
Okay, look, just to be honest, okay? To say the truth to everyone.
You're making all the listeners imagine me and Sophie
it's a bit weird.
Sex.
New York. I don't want to say. This is too cringe. Okay, bye.
Bye. So she just left it on her. She basically now everyone just thinks I'm... Do you know what? Sophie and I have a very good, healthy sexual relationship, which I think is key in every single relationship that you have, right?
Not every relationship. Not with your friends or your parents. Jamie, come on.
But it is. But Miles, you agree. I think having a good sexual relationship with your girlfriend,
or your partner
is a really good thing to have, isn't it?
So important.
Not your business partner.
Not your business partner. No, but it's important.
You made that mistake with Ed, didn't you?
Ed and I never had sex, no. But I think it is really important. And I don't think, I said this before, but I don't think until I was about 27 did I really... I didn't really put. I never put the effort.
You were just. It was a race to the finish.
I always won. So. But I
high fived yourself.
Yeah. Woo.
Go, Jamie.
Did it again, Jamie. You won.
I win.
It's not that I was bad. I didn't put the effort in when it came to having sex with a partner. You know, it was just more. It was more of a race, exactly like that.
Really?
And then when I was 26, I started to. Because I think before that, it was more about. I think the problem with young males is that young males who go and party and things like that and drink a lot, they just kind of want to just have sex with a lot of people.
It's like a tally, isn't it?
That's the sort of fun thing. And it's a really terrible way to look at things. So you don't actually... And actually what you realize is when you're in a loving relationship with someone, it's true though that you actually love, that actually that is the best sex that you can have, isn't it? You have that connection and it's amazing. We're all nodding. All
right. No, I agree.
You know what I mean?
It's the issue. When you're in love, when you have that passion...
I disagree. I think it's all about the notches on the, the bedpost.
Right, everyone, it's time for the question of the week. So, Francis, please, let's have the question of the week.
Should we have a... I feel like this is quite a sexual podcast.
Let's go sexual.
Okay, what animal always has an erection?
What animal always has an erection?
Mouse?
As our guest, you
a permanent erection.
It's not a horse. What are you talking about?
I don't know. Every time I look at a horse's junk, it's...
Maybe...
But
maybe you're only looking at pictures of erect horses.
Have you ever seen a horse's erection? It's enormous. It can't be out all the time. It touches the ground.
I'm trying to think.
It does. Yeah. It touches the ground.
I'm
if it's got really short legs.
Little
pony.
It's not a Shetland. No, it does. It has.
What do you think?
I think what animal always has a permanent erection? I think it's got to be some sort of fish.
fish.
What? I think it's a frog.
That's not a fish.
An orangutan.
Orangutan?
Yeah. Oh, quite clever.
An orangutan. Well,
maybe I'm going to go with you.
They always play with themselves. Maybe they're just constantly...
Marzi, I think you're right. I think I'm going to go for a monkey. You're going to go for an orangutan?
Yeah.
I am going to go for a... I'm going to go for a chimpanzee.
You're both going for primates.
No, I'm not going to go for... You're going to go for an orangutan. Yeah. I'm going to go for... Come on, Jamie. I'm going to go for... I'm going to go for a frog. Some sort of frog. Amphibian.
Amphibian?
Amphibian.
Frog.
A frog.
Constant erection.
Yeah, was that an amphibian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. An amphibian. And you're going for a what? A chimpanzee?
Yeah. No, an orangutan.
Orangutan. All right, well.
All right, ladies and gentlemen.
Tell you in the part two.
Find out in part two. But for now, Marzi, you sit back, relax. I'm going to read you my diary. Valentine's Day gift. Sophie and I have been together 8 months now. So as all couples should do, we decided to step it up a gear. If you know what I mean. Yeah, that's right. I'm talking about getting a puppy. Now, being the guy of the house, I was thinking of maybe a boxer, maybe an Alsatian, maybe even a St. Bernard. I wanted a big, cool-looking dog that could dominate the streets of West London. That was not what was going to fly with Sophie. She had set her idea on a little Dachshund, and nothing was going to change her mind. We found a breeder in the far north of the country, Yorkshire, so we jumped in our rented car and drove 3.5 hours to get there to have a look at this puppy. We laughed, we joked, we ate McDonald's, we argued, we did all things that couples do on a road trip, and we finally arrived at the house. Nerves suddenly hit me. Hands became sweaty, heart began to race. This puppy could be a new member of our family. It suddenly hit me that we were about to go into a stranger's house in the middle of nowhere to look at a puppy we'd only seen a picture of. We could be murdered. We knocked on the door and a man opened it and shouted, "I had a feeling it was you," pointing at me. What the hell did he mean? A bloke called Jamie who's from Chelsea? Ha ha, I bloody knew it. I started to freak out. There was nowhere to run. We entered his house to have a look at this puppy. He took us into the sitting room and there on the ground was the puppy. However, it wasn't a puppy. I said, "Is that the puppy?" "Yes," the man replied. "Well, he's not a puppy anymore. He's nearly two." We had been catfished.
Did he show a picture of a puppy?
Oh, the puppy! It wasn't a puppy. It was a two-year-old dog. The sweet little puppy wasn't a sweet little puppy anymore, but a fully grown dog that looked like an otter. It looked like an otter.
Do you have a picture of it? Sounds quite sweet.
It was huge.
I'd love an otter.
It was huge.
But that's so sad that he was probably looking forward to his new home.
I know. We said how sweet it was. We picked it up for a while the owner took photos and laughed about the old episodes of Made in Chelsea. We said our thank yous and went on our way. As we got into the car, the man shouted while standing on his doorstep towards Sophie Habu, my girlfriend, "I'll give it 2 months before he cheats on you."
No. No.
We shut the door. We had a silent journey all the way back to London. Yeah, this guy.
Two months. That's quite...
Yeah.
Wait, how long ago was it?
It was just literally the other day.
So...
Yeah, I remember when you guys went.
Yeah.
But do you think he's going to be right?
I don't think he's going to be right at all. No,
I hope you're not.
But it's always right. Really awkward when you have to stand there and talk about old episodes of Main Chelsea when you're saying, "Oh, I remember this one," and I was like, "Oh my god, this is hectic." Right, everyone, that's the end of part one. But Miles, are you going to stick around for part two?
No.
Well, you're going to have to, buddy. We've locked the doors. See you in part two.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.